Welcome to The Economy and You. On today's program, we examine recent changes in the Mortgage Insurance Act and how this will affect your chances for home ownership. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. In the past few weeks, the government approved several amendments to the Mortgage Insurance Act with the intention of making the path to home ownership much easier for Jamaicans. When someone wants to purchase a house, they usually take out a loan called a mortgage from a mortgage lending institution such as a building society or bank. The process for obtaining a mortgage is governed by several laws, of which the Mortgage Insurance Act is a major one. Essentially, this act allows mortgage companies to recover a portion of the mortgage loan to home seekers in the event that the individual is unable to repay the loan. The government recently amended the Mortgage Insurance Act to increase the amount of funds mortgage lending institutions can recover from home seekers in the event that they cannot repay their mortgages. This new development will translate to major benefits for persons looking to purchase a home. Company Secretary and Legal Officer at the Jamaica Mortgage Bank, Donna Samuel Stone, explains.
Prior to the amendment, we could insure up to 90%. The amendment has pushed it up to 97%, which allows us to insure an upper portion up to this 97% and allowing the mortgage companies to lend a larger sum. The impact that this is going to be having on the real estate market and the mortgage market is tremendous because it will allow more persons to be able to access larger mortgage sums.
What's the benefit of larger mortgage sums, you may be asking? It's simple. The more you're able to borrow, the less money home seekers have to find out of pocket to purchase a home. And that brings us to the next benefit of the new amendments to home seekers, lower deposits. Prospective homeowners are required to pay a portion of the total cost of the house up front. This is called a deposit. Deposits typically range from 10 to 15% of the cost of the house, plus a percentage of the required government processing fees associated with the purchase. However, with the new amendments, the percentage now required for a deposit has been drastically reduced.
Now, what you would have to find is a 3% equity input. Bear in mind, though, that you have to pay stamp duty, transfer tax, and registration fee, which amounts to approximately 9.5%.
Essentially, where you would once have to find as much as 15% of the value of the house you wanted to buy, plus the processing fees, you now only have to find 3% plus the processing fees, which should work out to about 9.5% of the cost of the house you're seeking to buy. When paired with the fact that mortgage companies are now able to lend more money to prospective homeowners, it's obvious that the amendments to the Mortgage Insurance Act will go a far way towards making home ownership more affordable for many Jamaicans. Even with the reduced deposit requirements, Mrs. Samuel Stone says the mortgage bank is still aware that some Jamaicans may have difficulty coming up with 9.5% of the price of a house, so the agency is actively looking into ways to help.
We are suggesting that, and we are looking at it ourselves, lending institutions need to start looking now at home deposit loans. These would be short-term loans, which would provide some kind of bridge financing to the purchasers to enable them to come up with that 9.5%. What we are trying to encourage by the amendment to this act is that young people, persons who are just leaving university, public sector workers and so on, who can possibly afford the monthly payments, but they can't come up with that large deposit up front. We're trying to see if we can get people into houses at a younger age so that they have a longer period to repay the loan.
If what you've heard so far has piqued your interest, you may contact the Mortgage Bank at 929-635-022 for more information. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.